Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
On Wisconsin's morning news this Friday morning. Gates open once again on the Wisconsin State Fair in just over 3 hours. All very exciting. Celebrate Wisconsin Day. That's brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. The deal is two admissions for just $18 with an out-of-state ID. Joining us live from the Wisconsin State Fair, Executive Director and CEO of the Fairgrounds, Sherry Black. Morning, Sherry.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. So I want to ask you this. We couldn't keep the storms away for you last night. We tried. I know you hate to do it. You had to cancel the Fluffy Iglesias comedy show on the main stage with so much lightning. How do you ultimately reach that decision as opposed to maybe postponing? Like, how do you watch the weather?
So we're very fortunate. We actually have a representative from the Weather Service, Wisconsin Weather Service, National Weather Service, that is in our EOC, and so we have all of the radar you can imagine that we need to be looking at. So we really make that decision with very educated guesses as to what we're seeing. It's amazing how it looks like one thing's going to happen and then within minutes it changes. So I think that we always want to do that due diligence, make sure we have the most information and kind of watch how things play out. So hence why we always will stick with a delay to start with if we can.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we saw what was happening and knew that it was just inevitable. There was just too much lightning in the area. That's really why things have to be canceled.
Yeah, I'm sure the good news is a lot of the farmers there at the fair would likely tell you they probably needed the rain. So at least there was that. Ahead today, yeah. You target the weekend in particular for these out-of-state fairgoers. I've talked with people from all other parts of the Midwest who do love our fair. How many people travel here, do you think, like for the event?
We do pull several from Illinois is our biggest one. But I can tell you that last year, and we have data that backs all this up, we're able to track where people come from. We had somebody visit from every single state. Can you believe that?
Oh, all 50 states.
Yes, Alaska. Yes, Hawaii. Crazy.
That's awesome. We were talking earlier about cream puffs. So we have the root beer flavor today. Is that right?
Correct.
And Governor Evers says that he likes to take them home and freeze them. Is that something that freezes well? Can I stock up and bring it home?
First I ever heard of that, Sherry.
Right?
Yeah.
I can't believe this is the first time you've heard of it. Yes, absolutely you can freeze them. Actually, I still had some from St. Patrick's Day. So it was the chocolate mint and the Bailey's Irish cream. And we take cream puffs, as you know, to our partners all around. But we usually have like really early mornings for those interviews, and I live further out west. So I will bring cream puffs home, put them in my freezer, and then take them to my interviews at 4 o'clock in the morning so I don't have to drive all the way back to the park. But I needed room in my freezer, so I pulled out those ones I still had in there from St. Patrick's Day. So how many months is that? I mean, they're perfect. They taste absolutely fine.
Do you thaw them first, Sherry, and then enjoy them like that, or does this become like a frozen treat?
Well, both, yes.
Okay,
but the nice thing is you can put them out on your counter and they'll slowly thaw out if you're going to eat them rather quickly, of course. But otherwise, you can just put them in your refrigerator for a couple hours and they'll be thawed out. But they are amazing frozen as well.
Who knew? Sherry Black, Executive Director and CEO of Wisconsin State Fair Park. Hope it's a great weekend, Sherry. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Gates open at State Fair at 10 o'clock this morning.